Imagine waking up one morning to discover that you're not one person, but four distinct characters sharing a single brain. This isn't science fiction. It's the revolutionary insight Harvard neuroscientist Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor gained when a massive stroke shut down her left hemisphere. As her analytical mind went offline, she experienced a profound shift from normal consciousness to euphoric bliss. This wasn't just a medical event. It was a window into how our brains actually function. We don't have a single unified mind, but four distinct characters that process information differently and create separate personalities within us. The traditional left brain, right brain model barely scratches the surface of this neural complexity. By understanding these characters and learning to shift between them intentionally, we gain extraordinary power over our emotional lives and relationships. Character 1, left thinking brain, is your inner organizer who creates to-do lists, analyzes details, and maintains boundaries. It processes information linearly, thinks in language, and perceives time sequentially. This is your ego's voice declaring, "I am separate from you." Character 2, left emotional brain, is your inner protector that compares current situations to past hurts. Programmed to say no first as a safety mechanism, it holds emotional pain, fears, and judgments. When triggered, it manifests as anger, jealousy, or anxiety, your alarm system preventing repeated painful experiences. Character 3, right emotional brain, is your inner enthusiast, processing emotions purely in the present moment. Spontaneous, creative, and playful, it approaches life with curiosity and joy, seeing possibilities rather than limitations. Character 4, right thinking brain, is your inner sage, connecting you to universal consciousness. It perceives wholeness rather than separation and experiences peace, compassion, and gratitude. This character thinks in pictures and experiences time as an eternal present. These aren't metaphorical constructs, but actual neural circuits creating distinct personalities within you. The power comes in recognizing which one is running your show at any moment. The real magic happens when you learn to shift between characters intentionally through Taylor's Brain Huddle, a 5-step process that spells B-R-A-I-N. Breathe deeply to activate your parasympathetic nervous system, creating space between stimulus and reaction. This pause allows the 90-second flush of emotional chemistry to clear. Recognize which character is currently dominant. Is it the organized planner, character 1, the emotionally triggered protector, character 2, the playful creative, character 3, or the peaceful connector, character 4? Appreciate whichever character is present, understanding each serves a purpose. Even when character 2 is triggered with anxiety or anger, your other characters remain available. Inquire by inviting all four characters into conversation. What does each think, fear, suggest, or offer in wisdom? Navigate by consciously choosing which character should lead based on the situation, whether you need organization, creativity, or compassion. This process transforms emotional triggers from automatic reactions into conscious choices, preventing character 2's fear or anger from hijacking your response. Each character manifests differently in our professional identities. Character 1 leaders think systematically and approach projects methodically. Hard character 1 leaders drive teams from behind like cattle, seeing themselves above their workforce. Soft character 1 leaders shepherd from within, leading with empathy while providing clear direction. Character 2 leaders rule through fear and threats. Unlike character 1's "the sky will fall if we fail" approach, character 2 leads as if the sky is falling, with immediate threats of punishment. Character 2 workers enforce rules rigidly, even when flexibility would help. Character 3's thrive on face-to-face interaction and creative, undefined projects. They pivot easily between tasks, but resist giving timelines, getting caught in creative flow where clocks feel intrusive. They're innovative, but can struggle with follow-through. Character 4 serves as the organizational anchor, providing a big-picture perspective that understands how everything fits together. This character can juggle multiple details simultaneously without becoming overwhelmed, seeing all parts as pieces of a whole system. Understanding which character dominates your work style and recognizing others can transform workplace dynamics from conflict to collaboration. In relationships, character ones value thinking over feeling, providing life's external conveniences while potentially struggling with emotional connection. They approach relationships methodically, creating mental spreadsheets for events and timelines. Character twos often gravitate towards stable character ones, valuing their predictability and dependability. Both operate in zero-sum emotional dynamics, keeping scorecards of who's ahead in the relationship. Right brain character threes often resist commitment, viewing monogamy as limiting. They thrive on variety and possibility rather than predictability, making them exciting but sometimes unreliable partners. Character fours bring love and emotional stability, evaluating connections by asking, is this relationship life-giving or energetically draining? They see beauty in everything while remaining invincible to others' foibles, knowing we are perfect regardless of circumstances. When conflicts arise, two character twos will never reach peaceful resolution. Their protective mechanisms only escalate tension. The key is recognizing when your partner's character two is triggered and responding with your character three's playfulness or character four's compassion, rather than your own character two's defensiveness. Technology has fundamentally shifted how our brains develop across generations. Baby boomers established our character one dominant society, where self-worth is increasingly measured by possessions and career advancement rather than personal character. Generation X experienced a unique neural revolution through their interaction with early technology, developing unprecedented pathways that made them natural innovators. Millennials represent a shift toward character three values, prioritizing purpose over paychecks, but seeking constant external validation through social media. Gen Z embodies the first truly whole brain generation, seamlessly integrating technology into every aspect of life while demonstrating strong character four environmental consciousness. The fundamental conflict lies in opposing operational systems. Humans function through negative feedback loops, feel hunger, eat, satisfy need, return to rest, while technology operates through positive feedback loops, demanding constant engagement. This misalignment creates cognitive stress, requiring intentional practices to maintain mental health. Mastering shifts between our four characters gives us power over our internal experience. By observing what's happening in our mind throughout the day, we can transform our life and relationships. The first step is identifying which characters are strong and which need strengthening. This journey mirrors Campbell's hero's journey, stepping beyond ego-based consciousness, character one, into the right brain's realm, confronting left brain monsters, character two spheres, gaining insights in the right brain, then returning with whole brain wisdom. With practice, we can identify all four characters within ourselves, foster healthy relationships between them, and let them collectively guide our lives. This isn't just personal transformation. It's about creating a more compassionate world by recognizing these same characters in everyone. When we activate our right hemisphere's peace circuitry, we project more peace outward. We are all perfect and whole in this moment. Peace is just a thought away. When emotionally hijacked, remember, you're not trapped in that reaction. Your brain isn't your master, it's your instrument, and you are its conductor.